good morning. It's Mike's already said welcome, but I also want to welcome you all as well, because I think we have quite an interesting, diverse group of speakers and also a diverse audience, I think, as well, from different backgrounds. So I think we're going to have quite a stimulating couple of days. I decided that my role in opening the conference is not to answer any of the questions about engaged Buddhism. I thought I'd raise some questions instead and see what our speakers come up with over the next couple of days to address these. And maybe you can also be thinking what your response is. Where do you stand on these various understandings about engaged Buddhism? Because I think actually different people have different ideas about what engaged Buddhism might be. We're not on fire, are we? No, okay. I think certainly over the years my understanding of engaged Buddhism has changed. When I first heard about it, I heard about political activism, campaigning, that sort of thing. And I felt a little bit distanced from that because that wasn't my interest. And so I felt a bit, okay, well, people like doing that sort of thing, but it's not for me. And thinking it over, I think you can look at it in several different ways. And you can look at it in the sense of the scale of activities. And global political activity is indeed one scale of activity. And the campaigning on various issues, equality, environment, poverty, injustice, you know, we can make a list of various things. But maybe there's somewhat slightly smaller scale way of looking at it, which is maybe still multinational, but it's to do with some sort of specific project, some action in some way related to maybe organising a project, maybe hands-on doing stuff, but again, maybe political activities involved there. But maybe it's a smaller scale project just in a local community. So we can look at different scales of activities, and we can go smaller scale. Maybe we can go simply the quality of our personal relating. How do we relate to others? Is that something to do with engagement? Seems to be engaging with others, engaging with our world. Maybe even smaller scale, we just simply start from where are we ourselves? What is our aspect? What is our attitude? Are we open to the world? And so it's almost, you could say, an unplanned engagement. We see what arises in our open-heartedness to the world and take it from there. So to me, there's a whole range of different things here, and I think different people latch on to different levels of activity, and I suspect our different speakers will be coming up from different positions on this. Another way of looking at it is, what is your attitude? And again, when I first heard of engaged Buddhism, I sort of heard it, I received it, which wasn't how it was intended, but I sort of received it as something to do with do-gooding, going out there and doing stuff for the sake of it. And that can seem a little bit sort of self-promoting, trying to be noticed, trying to improve my own self-image, trying to have others like me, approve of me. And that's not what it's about, of course, but I think some descriptions can come over that way. And then maybe it's something about doing our practice. We can do a practice of compassion. People talk about practicing compassion as a practice. There's a certain amount of duality in that. There's me, and there's my practice, there's me and my actions. But maybe that's one level of looking at engagement. Maybe we're doing a practice of being mindful. And of course that again has different meanings for different people. Mindfulness can be a little bit of a mechanical exercise of noticing what's going on around you. But maybe it can also be a more heartfelt way of being in tune with our environment, of responding to the environment from our heartfelt engagement with it. So still maybe there's some sort of duality there. I'm doing my practice to an external environment, but there's some engagement at some level there. Of course, we could also think about from the level of no self, just simply expressing our enlightenment. But most of us find that a little bit tricky to get started in that way. But there's a sense in which actually, maybe if self is out of the way, maybe that's when we're truly engaged. Another way of looking at it is that, of course, in practice, we talk about different aspects to practice. We talk about calming the mind, samatha, settling down, relaxing, avoiding the mind being so distracted. But that's only half of practice. We also talk about the vipassana aspect, inquiry, And this directly leads us onto engagement. It's not only the inquiry into our own experience, it's inquiry into our experience of the world around us. It's inquiry into what are we encountering, what are we engaging with. And so, actually, again, if we practice with our hearts and minds open, we are sort of inevitably engaged. And I've written down here, actually, what is non-engaged Buddhism? Is there such a thing? I mean, actually, if it's not engaged, it means we're rather in a quietistic state. We're shut off. We're just doing something for ourselves. And that's not Buddhism. And then the final question was raised by the question mark on the end of the title. Western Buddhism, engaged Buddhism, question mark. Why was that question mark put there? It wasn't put there by me, incidentally. But the suggestion was, are Western Buddhists engaged? Is there an issue about engagement for Western Buddhists? And I think maybe this comes from the idea that for many Asians, Buddhism is sort of part of their culture. It's part of their family upbringing. It's just part of their life. So Buddhism is not separate from their life. It's not something they have to go and cultivate a deliberate engagement. The practice is part of the life. But, on the other hand, Asians are not so self-centered, but they are quite family-centered. So there could be a sort of division there between looking after my family and looking after the rest of the world. So there's still a potential for division there. Turn that round for Western Buddhists. Well, actually, quite often, Western Buddhists, especially initially, are practicing for me. They're wanting my enlightenment. They're wanting my peace. They're wanting me to feel better. So there is the possibility that for Western Buddhists, we might start off less engaged. But on the other hand, perhaps because it's not just a cultural thing, it's something we're actually doing by choice, with some motivation, in some ways maybe our practice can be more energetic and less habitual. And so there's a certain energy there. We're not just performing a religious duty. So there's a certain energy there, which if we do manage to step over quietism into inquiry, then maybe, again, actually we have the potential to be more engaged. So again, I'm not answering the question, I'm just exploring different ways of looking at it. And maybe over the next couple of days as we go through our talks and our exercises, we'll reflect on where do we stand on these levels? What's the scale of our activity? What's our attitude to it? What's our degree of engagement? And what's our disengagement and what that's about? And maybe we can reflect on where we stand. So, as I say, I'm really here just to raise questions, and I'm going to let our speakers give us some answers. Okay. Thank you. Let's see what they have to say. Do you want to return to your... Oh.